Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Vince, can you hear me? Oh, man, I hope you can. Okay, I'm going to call back in. I don't know if anyone can hear me, but there may be a delay here, so I'm going to call back in and pull Vince on. So if you can hear me, hang out. I'll be right back. Hey, Vince, can you hear me? Vince? Okay, I'm going to, I could read what you want. Hold on. Okay, we're on live talk. Okay, so it's a lot of vibration. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. And Vince is going to talk about ask, and it is given. So, and Vince, give us a little bit of background about you, because you're a law of attraction student. You are a... Wonderful person, and you teach it, you speak it, and you know it, and you've got some great things to share with us tonight. So welcome. I'm glad you're glad to have you.
Thanks, Taria. I'm glad to be back here speaking with you and also your followers. I'm very appreciative of this time with you. So a little background about myself. Let's see. Well, I'm 49. I grew up in the West Coast, San Francisco area, and after some time I moved to Hawaii. It was a dream of mine to live in Hawaii, so I made that happen, and I was able to stay there for 9 years. And then eventually I moved back in 2013 to the West Coast, San Francisco, and it wasn't quite working out for me. My intentions was to create my life again. However, Spirit had something in store for me, and I ended up in Fort Lauderdale a year ago. So I'm here at the moment, and it's been really good, and it's been interesting, and meeting amazing people.
Here's the deal. Vince?
Hello. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Where did you learn the law of attraction and ask and it is given? Where did you, how did you become a student of that when you were in Hawaii?
It's interesting. Along my path, maybe more, it was more in my mid-30s, I started realizing that when we put our intentions into the universe or ask Spirit, eventually we receive what we ask for. And that became more evident as I continue to get older and more mature. Things I would ask would just happen, and it would manifest itself at some point. Sometimes it can happen overnight if it's really meant to be. However, like I said, part of my knowing is just having important thing to do is definitely have a foundation, which my foundation is Spirit and God. And I think that's very important, and that's part of the creation, the universe, and I believe we're all connected with the universe and the creation, and the universe always will conspire with us. And I have been learning that as I'm continuing on my path. It's our co-creator partnership, which is really great.
I have a question for you, okay? And somebody just asked me this. Intention. Give me an example of what an intention is.
Yeah, okay. Very important. Good question. Intention is, my thought is, an intention is a desire or a goal that one has for themselves. It could be a job, it could be a house, it could be thing you can think of. And when the individual sets those intention and asks the universe or God, whoever whom they're speaking to, that will be answered.
Okay.
And it will arrive at some point in their lives. And it's really amazing. Yeah, again, intentions are goals and desires that one has. And put it out there. Ask the universe. Ask God, what does she want?
Right. So here's my intention is I want to do really well. I'm going to run in a marathon in California. So I say, the marathon I'm running in California, I would like to do very well, or I would like to complete it in XYZ time. That would be an intention, right? And then I set that as my intention, and my goal is like to train for it every day, like take small steps or big steps, whatever it is that I would do. Or my intention would be to take Angel Coaches and get our own broadcast network and have our own online magazine. That's my intention. And then I put the goals out there to do it, make the phone calls, do all the things that I need to do the daily work to get it done, right? And then how do I ask God for that? Because God, I believe in God. You believe in God. That's my source. I feel like I'm part of God. You feel like you are as well, I think. And we talked about that. But how would I ask God for that? What would I do? Ask and it is given. Because you said something to me the other day. You said it takes 18 seconds for stuff to start manifesting on the physical plane. Blew me away. So talk to us about that.
That was close. What I had mentioned was everybody has about 17 seconds, I think I had mentioned. And we can create a thought and then we can create a thought already within that time frame. And anything further than that, you start thinking of or creating a story. So really 17 seconds of our thoughts is all we really need.
Okay. To create. So you say I'm going to need a great partner. I am just going to need a great partner, right? Or for instance, in business, doesn't matter what. Just say I'm going to need a great partner in business. And so after you say that, then on the astral plane or in the ethers, it's saying okay, it starts manifesting on the physical realm. 17 seconds after you put that intention out there, correct?
Yeah, and just continue to, and when you ask for it, when you do ask, it's already being put out there, yeah. And
okay.
All you do, let it manifest, that it's being created, you've already asked, and the important thing is to let it be. Sometimes we think about the whole process of how well I ask, how am I going to get it? Well, it will happen. We definitely have to do the footwork, like you were saying, in creating our dreams and desire. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have to do the footwork.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. So, and that keeps us believing, right? So instead, that's a goal. So we ask and it's given. And
yes.
And so instead of it being a dream and wishing it would happen, we say, okay, if I'm going to run in a marathon, then I better be practicing, right? So I'm running every day. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's the footwork, literally, that you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, gotcha. So let me give you an idea about something. I asked for something to happen, right? And the universe said, or God said to me, because I'm going to call God because that's what I say, that it's getting ready to happen. It's right around the corner. And then, boom, I just forgot all about it. And then it's right around the corner, okay? And then it happened. And I was like, wow. But when you say you've got to, like, let go, okay, don't concentrate on when it's coming or is it coming, you just let go, let God. Is that what you're saying? Kind of like let go, let God?
Yeah, let go, let God. I have been learning some techniques along the way, too, with one of them I'll mention is the Abraham Hicks teachings, and it's new to me. However, the same principle applies, and ask it, it is given. And when we ask the universe or God, which I use God as well, it is already there. It's being created. And we have to trust that it's there and say, okay, it's going to arrive at some point. We still continue, like, let's say, I'll just use another example. Perhaps you want a partner in your life. A life partner, and you ask the universe, okay, my desire is to meet a wonderful human being, very loving, caring, understanding, etc. Funny, a little sassy,
right,
maybe.
Right.
ask the universe what it is you want, and get your head out the way, and really have your intentions, what's the word I'm looking for? Really mean it. Really mean it in your heart. That this is something you really desire, you know. That's what I'm emphasizing right now. Mean what it is that you desire, and it will manifest. It will manifest at some point in our lives.
I'm going to agree with you on that. But what I know is, like, when we say I want a great girl, or I want a great guy, or I want a great partner, however you say it. And then you're not really ready for it. You go, I can't really get a great partner. I always get the big fat losers. So the universe is responding you to, well, we're going to bring you another big fat loser. So it's responding to what you feel about what you say rather than what you say, right? Maybe.
Yes, exactly. Very powerful. Very, very good analogy. Our thoughts do create our reality. Are my feelings, and these are teachings as well. What we have within our thoughts. We are creating those. If you're having sort of a lack of thoughts, let's say, again, a job, let's say you're asking for a wonderful job, and in the back of your mind, you don't feel worthy of it, so you get a secondhand job that's not that great. But at some point, when you're more clear and you mean it, then that job will present itself, or that partner, or that car, or that house. It's really interesting because I've asked for things in the past, and I thought I was ready for it, and I got what I asked for, and I wasn't quite ready for the specific what I did ask. And
you weren't ready for the diamond, so you got the cubic zirconium. I get it.
There you go. That's what I was trying to say.
Close imitation, but not quite the real thing. I hear you.
Okay. It's all part of the path. It's all a learning process, and it's all good. It's all our journey experience.
Very, very nice. I get you. And I know you're a student and you're teaching this, and I know that you use a lot of crystals and healing work, and you're a teacher and a healer, and you give, he gave a great Thai massage to me, guys, because I ran this weekend and I was like, oh, it hurts so bad. But he's wonderful. And thank you, by the way, I feel much better.
Yes, for sure.
No, he's like, he's wonderful. But you had said God's the source, so you say, God, I'd like to have this, but if you don't really believe you're going to get it, you're going to get a cheap imitation, and
yeah.
Not a, you know, okay, I got you, and you're going to attract what you are, okay, so where
yeah.
you are, okay,
yeah,
I got you. All right, now, and you can create it, the more you believe, and not even believe, I think it's more that you know, the quicker it comes to you. Right, and have undiluted faith that it's going to happen, and you know that it's going to happen. not hope that it's going to happen. You know it. Then do you feel like it happens? It happens quicker that way. The 17 seconds that you get that thought out there, and then it starts manifesting on the physical realm.
Yeah.
I read in Course in Miracles, Christ says that you know that we all got these miracles waiting for us in the ethers. The miracle of the great partner. The miracle of the great business. The great miracle of great cash flow. The miracle of joy, peace, whatever. But we have to be ready and really open and get out of the way. And that's what you're saying.
Exactly, Sheree. Yeah. And I just want to add too, every human being on this planet is worthy of receiving.
Right.
And we really,
that's a big one.
It's a big one. We really are worthy of receiving. We're challenged in life through our conditioning, our growing up. However, at some point, we're all worthy. And when we get our minds out of the way and say, yes, I am worthy of receiving, then the manifestation will even be quicker in the things that we desire.
I'm going to agree with you on that 100%+. And I've always believed that in theory, and I'll wake up every morning and, you know, say three things I'm grateful for. But let me tell you what's happened. Sue Wilcox, she's actually a speaker, I think, this Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, about vibration. But she said, let's do a 30-day challenge of being grateful and writing three things that we're grateful for. And I started doing that now, and I'm in my second month, and I've missed a couple times, but I'll go back and do it. I don't drop the ball in maybe a minute, and I'll pick it up. Because what I've noticed is when I write three things that I'm grateful for, and they may be small, little, tiny things about, you know, my dogs or me or a great, you know, something amazing and wonderful, it has really changed my perception. And, like, I am super aware and grateful for everything that I have. And it's brought more to me because I'm grateful for what I already have. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it opened the realm. It opened that big, it's opening that flow channel that you're talking about. Receiving, giving, and receiving. And I think it's important to have both. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Receiving and giving, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, when the abundance starts flowing to us, it's nice that we're able to share that with others and help others, and everybody wins. And just like your show, Cherie, you know, you give people an opportunity to share their abilities, and it gives other people the opportunity to awaken your audience to hear, yes, we can do it. We are able to. So I just want to thank you for your program and the wonderful work that you're providing and doing.
Well, you know what? We've got new angel coaches. One day I want you to be an angel coach, and because I think you bring a lot to the table, and I know that you're going through such a physical healing yourself, and you asked for that healing, didn't you? Or you said, I want this kind of healing. Okay. And
I do.
You know, in all the lab work, the physical lab work, and all the spiritual work, is showing that you got the healing, right? Is that correct?
It is correct. And I'll give you a little overview to your audience again about just quick overview of my personal journey. At the age 25, I had contracted HIV, and this year is my 25th anniversary of being HIV positive. Along that path, I had asked God to just use me as a tool, however long I'm here, and God put me to work. And God said, "Okay, we're gonna keep you going. Just continue to ask." And I asked God, "May my health continue to serve me, and may I continue to be strong." And I've been very blessed, and it's led me to the healing work that I continue to share with others, working with crystals, working with energy, and also massage therapy. It's, in a nutshell, yes, HIV has led me closer to creating and manifesting my own dreams.
You know what? I agree with you on that because what you're saying, whatever you use, I mean, sometimes people use accidents or they use physical or they use spirits or whatever. But you, one of the things I think is that your illness or your condition, your condition has allowed you to live instead of exist. People, Yeah, and you know, I'm in his place where he does the massage work, and he says to me, he goes, we're here to give to people and to receive, and I think that's really key there, give and receive. Be willing to, people say, oh, it's better to give than to receive. And I'm going to disagree with that, because I think when you receive, you teach someone else how to give. And when you give, you teach someone else how to receive. It is a balance. And that's so, absolutely such a personal thing with me. You know, but you've done a lot of healing work on yourself. And I know that you recently went to a studio or to a meeting where they're actually science and spirit are meeting. So can you give us a little bit of teaser about that, because I'm going to have you back on. I want to talk about that, which was really cool. I know the character that did the show or did the class was a scientist, and he's a little out there, but he's explaining it in a scientific way. Can you share a little bit about that? Because I'm asking you, I mean, we didn't prepare you for that, but I was saying,
I misunderstood the question. I went to a program. Is that what you said?
You went to a program where the speaker was a scientist, and he was talking about how manifesting, how everything works in science.
Oh, yes, I did. Whoa, I had a little senior moment there.
It's all good.
I'm only human, right? Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I was in West Palm Beach several weeks ago. Where scientists are now proving scientific basis where when the thoughts are real, thoughts do create, and they're proving it now with their technology, and it's mind-boggling, and they're still trying to figure how it's being done. They just see it, they collect data, and they show that it is occurring. So our thoughts are powerful. We can create anything we want in this world, and we can dream, and it will happen. And it's proven now that thoughts do create reality, and that's being presented more to the world. And I feel that it will help people, those that are hopeless in places that are not so well, that their thoughts can create wonderful things in their lives.
Right.
Yeah, that's just a little example.
Well, I think that's wonderful, because we're always creating, and people go, well, the law of attraction is always working. So if 10 is the best you can create, 1 is the least you can create. If you're creating at 1, you want to bump it up to 10, or at least over 5, that's what I say. So I look at how I'm feeling. I go, okay, let me start all over again with my, I feel great, I feel good. I know that that what I'm thinking really does matter. No matter if you're homeless in your thinking, no matter if you're living on in Beverly Hills in your thinking, you're always creating. And those thoughts are things, and they're real. Man, it's so powerful.
Powerful. Yeah, it really is powerful. I just want to add to that, Cherie. These days, I'm not a big TV person or a news person because I feel there's just a little too much nonsense. That's my point of view on TV.
I agree with you.
And at times, a lot of the programs are creating more negative than positive. And what happens when masses of people watch these programs, it really brings into negative places, and those thoughts are being put out into the universe. So, but just a bit of FYI for people, try to do your best to keep things on a happier note when watching programs, or steer away from news, because it's really not so nice when you watch that. And
I agree with you on that 100%. I'm sorry, I mean, interrupt.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say, again, thoughts, they create our world, and let's create a more happier, peaceful, loving place with good things.
You're right about that so much, because I know that, thoughts are energy, okay, thoughts are real.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the TV programs, and this is something that has resonated with me. If I'm thinking a negative thought, and it's a mean thought, and I've done that before, and I'm really trying to be consciously aware of that. I am being consciously aware that, then that negative thought that you put out there will find someone else to attach itself to. I mean, it's somebody who has that same kind of vibration of being negative and mean and hateful. And there are times I've been super, just not the nicest person. And, you know, traffic, I've really conquered that, though. My dad's probably saying thank you. You know, but it's kind of that road rage energy that I had once I released it is going out somewhere else, you know, because we're all connected. And they've proven that, too. They really have. So you got to watch what you think, because we want peace and love. But, you know, if we're not being peace and love, we want it. We're experiencing the want over and over and over again. So that's so true. You know,
yeah,
but
true.
Yeah, and you do a lot with meditation and spirituality because that keeps your vibration high. That keeps your thoughts high. And you're such like a Buddhist monk. I mean, you guys, what you hear him, how he is now is how he always is. And do you meditate every day?
I do my daily meditation when I wake up in the morning. It's, again, being in gratitude, saying thank you for my life. Thank you for this new day that you have blessed me with. And part of my asking God is for peace, health, continued prosperity and abundance, monetary and health, and everything else that's associated with that.
Nice.
And sharing goodness with others as well, blessing the world and the people in it. Because
nice.
We're all connected.
Yes,
so
we are.
I'm blessed, so I bless them.
Well, we are. And I truly believe that as well, because I've done a lot of, you know, reading and you know, and everything, and every religious book out there, from the Bible to all of them, they say the same thing, or, you know, spiritual book out there says we're all connected, we're all part of, underneath God's umbrella. So that's with different ways to get there, but hey, what works for me. You're taking a program, a product, ProTandem, got me on it, and it's responsible for the increase in your numbers with being healthy and well, and wow, tell us a little bit about that before we close the call tonight.
Yeah, thanks again. The ProTandem supplement has been on the market for maybe 8 years now. It's finally kicking off more. It's word of mouth. It's direct distribution. So people like myself talk. So people that I talk to, I bring it to their attention, and it's really a health product. It's a herb, five different herbs that, in a nutshell, increases the antioxidants in the body by the millions, and therefore, it eliminates inflammation and many, many health issues that are going on in the body. So I'm promoting that, and it's been going on 7 months, and I feel pretty amazing on it, including my HIV, which my numbers are looking brighter. The numbers are going north instead of south, along with other things. And I even have a mini facelift from it.
Anyway, he's amazing, you guys. He's great for athletes. And I'm a runner, so he's got me on it, and I'm enjoying it. And so it's been a couple weeks for me. So thank you so much. You post on the Facebook on how to get in touch with him, facebook.com/angelcoaches. You guys, he's and try this product out. It's wonderful. Talk to him. And if you're local, schedule an appointment with him. He is amazing with talking about crystals, mind, body, spirit. And he's one of my favorite people and heroes to talk to. I love you, Ben. Thank you so much. You guys have a great now. facebook.com/angelcoaches. Ben will post on there. Thanks,
Thank
Ben.
You.
All right.
Love you.
Bye-bye. I love you too. Bye-bye.